Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sorry to bring you the bad news, but it's over. The New York Giants season has come to an end as Daniel Jones is not playing against the Miami Dolphins. And there is a growing sentiment amongst those in the know that Daniel Jones is done for the year. We'll get into it with you because that part's not confirmed, but it's a big, big deal right now that your starting quarterback may be done for the year with an unreported, publicly at least, neck injury. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
Ken? You think because you get us 1 point last night at UBS Arena, you can wear an Islander hat all day?
Yeah, well, the Islanders gave me the hat, so I'm wearing it. And I look good, and the building's fantastic. The team sucks, and we had a great time out at the UBS Arena
last night. Here's the problem. Craig and I got there about 10 minutes late because of traffic.
Not bad, by the way.
Which means we never saw the Islanders score a goal.
Right, that's right.
So I don't even know if it actually occurred, to be honest with you.
No, we did not see the Islander goal. We did, however, see the Sharks 2 goals, but I got them a point. I talked to Matty Martz after the game. He thanked me for getting them a point.
Did he?
Yes, he did, as a matter of fact, and apologized he didn't score a goal. I was there. But obviously, listen, this is big news, and it's news that now impacts the short-term, obvious, but the long-term future of the New York Giants. The Giants are major underdogs now to the Miami Dolphins. Mike Glennon in his last 17 games as a pro might mean nothing for what happens on Sunday, but it's a stat that is worthy of hearing, is 2-15. This is not a good football team anyway, offensively. They only scored 13 points last week, and that's with Danny Jones. They fired their offensive coordinator. So offensively, we recognize, even when healthy, for whatever the reason is, this team has been a mess. Now Daniel Jones, and they've been very cloak and dagger about it this week. If you talk to Danny this week, I'm great. Looking forward to playing on Sunday. You talk to Joe Judge, not sure if he's playing. And then, of course, you get the news today. Now, there is a growing sentiment, unconfirmed, that the Giants know a lot more than they're revealing to the public. And it's beyond just this game. There is the possibility, and I know I got to be coy about it because it is unconfirmed, that Daniel Jones might not play again this year, that whatever's ailing him, that apparently is not bothering him all that much, it seems, won't allow him to play football, meaning doctors fear that being tackled on a football field would create a significant injury. You know, who knows what it might be, but you may have seen the last of Daniel Jones as the Giants' starting quarterback.
It's crazy.
Like, that's on the table now.
Crazy how this thing unfolded, where it felt to us like the injury came out of nowhere.
Yeah, because he played.
Well, it played, and there was no discussion of an injury on Monday morning or Monday afternoon. It was nothing. It, like, all of a sudden just popped up a few days ago. Oh, Daniel Jones is bothered by a neck injury. Now we're keeping an eye on it. Oh, he's not practicing. Daniel says he's good to go. Joe Judge says we'll see. And then you hear he's ruled out because, quite frankly, he wasn't cleared to play. Daniel Jones wanting to play on Sunday is irrelevant. He wants to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he is a tough guy. This is not about Daniel Jones.
Yeah, what matters, and I believe Joe Judge when he says this, is that the doctors are making the call. And if the doctors aren't going to clear him to play, he's not going to play.
And it's very specific what they did say. He has not been cleared for contact.
Well, that's playing football.
Right. So that means that whatever happened to him with his neck against Philly, that did not stop him from playing and being tackled.
Because nobody knew about the injury on Sunday.
So the way I see it, and please stop me at any point of this little bouncing ball diatribe, he gets hurt at some point during the game on Sunday, but not significantly enough for him to complain about anything. You wake up the next day, the neck's sore, there's something going on with the neck. So, of course, you immediately go to the trainers and the doctors. You feel like, hey, I played in the game. Yeah, my neck is a little stiff or sore, but I can throw the ball without, impediment, right?
Right, right.
I feel like I'm going to be fine. Let me play. The doctors run a battery of tests. I imagine an MRI was a part of that test, although they've not announced that. And a medical doctor, not Joe Rogan, not, some kind of Fergazi shaman in the Bronx. A medical doctor came out and said, whatever we just saw on the film of your neck, you are at risk of blank if you play football. Therefore, we are not clearing you to play football. And when it comes to the neck, that is a serious thing.
Now, go back to Sunday.
All right.
So he feels something. It probably happened on the second play of the game. They ran an option play, had an awkward slide, took some contact. He feels something in his neck. There's an easy reason for why Daniel Jones would not tell anybody. Go back to the Dallas game earlier this season when it was obvious that Daniel Jones took a massive hit, had trouble kind of balancing himself, was pulled out of the game. That's when we saw Mike Lennon. Daniel Jones knows as soon as he says something.
Yeah.
And I think this is actually interesting about the NFL today in that players want to play.
If I complain, they got to take me out.
And if you say, hey, look, I think something's wrong with my neck, there's a chance you end up in protocol. There's a chance you don't play again. And so I wonder if athletes in general, not just Daniel Jones on Sunday, unless things are horrific, are going to just not say a damn word.
Yeah, and I get that competitive nature
totally.
Of it.
Totally. Now, but things are different Monday morning, though. Because if you still feel that pain Monday, then I think at some point you are going to say something.
Listen, he came in on Monday. He was one of those guys that it was obvious to everyone that his neck wasn't, moving around. He was, moving his body without moving his head. Someone noticed it. He said something. However it got to where it got, it got there.
Well, other day he did an interview outside, and you could say, Evan, you're looking too closely into this. Maybe I am. He did an interview outside, and he's talking to all the media members, and he was so gingerly moving his neck.
Okay,
to,
so you saw
at reporters that you could see he's not healthy.
So here's the rub on it now. Mike Lennon's not leading this team to the playoffs. No disrespect, Mike Lennon. He's just not. And you all know that as Giant fans. Now, contractually, you're in an interesting spot with Daniel Jones. He's still in that initial 5-year deal. The way his deal works, just to be clear about it, he is under contract for next year. They have to make a decision on the 5th year of the contract, the option year, and they have to decide that before next year begins.
By May of next year.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be tomorrow, but listen.
And do you know how much money it is?
How much?
$23 million.
Yeah, well, listen, so you know the answer, right? They're not giving Daniel Jones $23
million
in year five because he's not worth it.
Well, and you know what else, bro? Like, here's the reason why you don't. Because let's say you say no to the 5th-year option, and he is your quarterback next year, which is a different story, and he's great.
Sorry.
You franchise tag him.
Right.
You keep him. You know what I mean? Like, when you decide to say no to year five on the option, that's not you admittingly saying, boy, this guy stinks, he's never going to be back. But beyond getting to the 5th-year option, what you have to ask yourself is, is he going to be the quarterback next year?
If he
doesn't play another snap, you threw it out there, hey, this guy could be done for the year.
And I'm not making that up. It's such a weird thing. It's like, it's not official. I'm not saying any Giant player or representative has said it. I'm just telling you what's being said around the situation.
Are you talking about the carpenter?
No, but I saw that. No. There's apparently a John Maris carpenter said well before anyone else found out that Daniel Jones had a problem.
Yeah, this carpenter predicted he's out for the year. Now, I forget the story. I don't know if it's John Maris carpenter or it's a guy's carpenter who knows John Maris. Bottom line is this. The carpenter may be right.
If carpenter's out, one for one.
If Daniel Jones, I don't mean to laugh because I hope he's not out for the year. I hope he's okay. But if he is out for the year, this carpenter is going to get an Adam Schefter contract.
Listen, here's the, to me, this brings up everything else that you wanted to, you thought you might be able to wait till January to discuss. This team is dead now. This team is done. This team is not good enough to win games with Mike Glennon at quarterback. They're barely good enough to win games with Daniel Jones at quarterback. So you now have to have the conversation you thought you might have to wait until January to have. Who else is done? Are we cleaning house? Who's next to go? If Daniel Jones has played his last game this year as a New York Giant, which is now on the table, it's on the table. Whether you want to admit it or not, whether the Giants want to admit it or not, they're being very hush-hush about whatever this neck injury is. Daniel Jones may have played his last game as a Giant. I know he's played his last game most likely for this year. So if the year goes into the trash can, which it's most likely going to do, let's get at it. Or I want to give Positive Pete an opportunity here. Positive Pete is the guy that says, I don't miss Daniel Jones.
we're going to be better.
I think we might be better off without him. Shut your mouth, Carton. We're going to beat the Miami Dolphins. They're not that good. If you're one of those guys, I respect and love the hell out of you. And I'll take those calls with you today. And we'll have fun with you. So I don't want to represent this only negative here. Maybe Mike Glennon becomes Mike Effin White for a week. I don't know. Maybe you beat the Dolphins.
Well, that is entirely possible for a week. For a week. Not for an extended run. But the idea of Mike Glennon, who has started four games in 5 years, and he lost all of them last year for Jacksonville, and he's 2-15 in his last 17 games, and yes, he's 6'7", and he's got the size. The idea he's going to go on some kind of crazy postseason run is very unrealistic.
Maybe he'll be like Jeff Hostetler and take you all the way to the Super Bowl.
But winning a game is not like the craziest thing ever,
right,
if we're being fair.
If you told me the Giants beat the Dolphins 10-7, all right, yeah, sure, why not? Ooh, let's enjoy that, because I know it'll happen. And there's a part of me that wants it to happen because then us Jet fans can rip Giant fans for their Mike Glennon enthusiasm like they ripped us for our Mike White enthusiasm. Because don't get it twisted. If Mike Glennon leads the Giants to a win, it could be 3-0 against the Miami Dolphins. Every one of you is going to say, we're in the wild card hunt.
Well, no. Yes.
Mike Glennon's our guy.
Yeah, well, no, hold on. How did the Giants win last week? A game you have dismissed all week long.
Defense. Well,
they won because of their defense.
Jalen Hurts had four interceptions.
All right. Okay. Thank you. If the Giants win that way, and that's how they're going to have to beat the Miami Dolphins, if Tua, who's completing 80% of his passes the last 2 weeks, regresses and goes back to being the Tua you and I think he truly is, and the Giants win an ugly 13-7 game, no one's going to wax poetic about Mike Glennon.
Mike effing Glennon.
We're going to wax poetic about the Giant defense.
What would you do if, let's say Mike Glennon does have a decent game. Throws a couple touchdown passes.
I hope he does.
And the New York Giants win.
Yes.
And what would you do if Devontae Booker came out afterwards and said, yo, that's Mike effing Glennon right there.
I'd be happy
Don't get it twisted.
I would be very happy for my friends who are Giant fans. I'd be happy for them.
I want to be clear. I want that to happen in the worst possible way because I want Giant fans to call us next week, you know, waxing poetic about the performance of Mike effing Glennon. I'm dying for that. I am so rooting for the New York Giants to win this game and for Glennon to be a big part of it.
But in fairness to all of this, Daniel Jones has not had a great season. Daniel Jones has not been the guy you envisioned he would be in year three, especially with better offensive weapons around him. The bar is not that high for Mike Glennon, just like it was really lower for Mike Effin.
That's why I want Glennon to have a great game. I'm a Giant fan this weekend. I am rooting. I'm also, I like to see the Dolphins lose.
And
you Giant fans should be Jet fans this weekend.
Of course they are.
Because we're playing the Eagles. So it's a kumbaya weekend.
Keep this in mind because you said something interesting and it could turn out to be true. Daniel Jones may never quarterback another game for the New York Giants if he's out for the year.
Yeah.
I find this interesting. Maybe you will find it interesting. Daniel Jones' career record as Giant quarterback is 12-25. Sam Darnold's career record as Jet quarterback was 13-25.
How about that? Sam Darnold had a better career in New York than Danny Jones.
That's that wasn't the point. Point is it's been the same.
Well,
that's my point. It's been the same. And Jet fans, maybe because of where we were drafting, made the decision time to move on. That's why. If this truly is the end of Daniel Jones, if he misses the last six games of the year, you got to ask yourself, after 37 games, did you really see enough to bring him back?
Well, we'll get into all that with you. 877-337-6666. There is a chance this weekend. Well, we know what's happening. You have Mike Glennon quarterbacking for the Giants, Jake Fromm backing him up. You've got Gardner Minshew possibly starting for the Eagles against Zach Wilson and the Jets. This is not quarterback central. This is not the two games
Craig,
the NFL is going to be looking at.
Even if everybody was healthy, this isn't quarterback central.
Tua, Glennon, Wilson, and Minshew.
Yeah.
Ugh. We'll get into it with you, though, throughout the afternoon. 877-337-6666. The blame pole has been greased, and it's back in the studio, as it always is, Friday at 5 o'clock. We'll go through who you blame for whatever you got a problem with. And, of course, we went to the Islander game last night. Almost saw a guy get run over by a car last night on purpose. First time in my life, yeah. Some douche in a black pickup truck tried to run over one of the parking attendants last night leaving UBS. I've never seen that in my life before. It was ugly.
I don't want to defend the person, but the parking situation at UBS, less than ideal.
Not great. Not great.
Not worthy of running someone over.
Yeah.
But nevertheless,
not
great.
Yeah. Much like the Belt Parkway at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. Good. I mean, there's no time that's a good time for construction, so I can't bitch that they were doing it at 11 instead of like 3 in the afternoon. But there ain't nothing like that Coney Island backup, buddy. Ain't nothing like it. I almost got off and went to Brooklyn Roots and had some meatballs and a drink.
You should have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
So we go to UBS Arena last night to see the Islanders, let's be honest, bore the audience to tears. Oh, and memo to the UBS Arena, which is beautiful as it should be and gorgeous and all that stuff. Yo, you can't play house music every single break in the action. You just can't. I'm sorry. You can't. Like, you gotta play some Guns N' Roses, a little AC/DC, give me a little Nirvana, maybe some Creed or Pearl Jam, a little Back in Black. I mean,
Excuse me, when was the last?
You can't go house music every effing break.
Before last night, when was the last time you went to an Islander home game?
What happened?
Before last night, when was the last time you went to an Islander home game?
It might have been the game I called against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
It's certainly possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never go to Islander home games?
No.
Correct?
Never.
Okay. All right. I'm being a lawyer right now. So I say this with all due respect. As someone who never goes, as someone who has no plan on ever going again, who the hell cares what you have to say?
I represent the audience.
What, do you?
Yeah.
You never go.
Yeah.
You don't want to go.
Yeah. That's right.
Like,
but I know things.
Do you?
Yeah. I know that audience doesn't want house music every single break in the action. Every once in a while, with a cue to go, sweet child of mine. Just a little something for the effort, you
do
know.
Do you know what the, and trust me, this is not like Nets related, but you'll appreciate this because it's music related. So let me finish before you get all upset. Do you know what the Nets are doing tonight and what they do every Friday night now?
The Nets?
Yeah.
Well, they probably bring out some new court to play on or something.
Okay. It's called Friday Night Live, and what they do is they feature a player. So tonight it's Kevin Durant's night.
Okay.
So they're going to give away a t-shirt of Kevin Durant. Great.
Yeah.
Every song they play tonight,
he chose,
during the game, was hand-picked.
Okay, great.
By Kevin Durant.
I think that's...
You like that?
I have no problem with that.
That's what the Islanders should do. It's Matthew Barzell night. He plays for the Islanders. Let the players choose. I think that's kind of cool.
I don't.
Why?
Because, listen, I'm worried about the 18,000 people in the building.
You don't think
the... Not the Swedish star of the hockey team playing ABBA every break, okay? All right? Or, you know, I have to hear a little Yachty every single break to tonight's neck game.
But it allows,
right? I mean, know your audience.
It allows us as fans to get to know our star players even more.
Yeah, I'm just giving you, it's a new building. There's new people there. It was all good. I had a great time there. The parking's got to figure itself out. Okay, fine. It will, I'm sure, at some point. But I just don't want to have, two things I took from last night, if I could be critical. And I'll tell you about this woman near death who came up to me and Evan as we got on the elevator last night. Number one, you got to get a new popcorn vendor. The popcorn's embarrassing. And I'm a popcorn expert, as you all know. And you'll agree with me.
Yeah,
the popcorn was lacking.
You're not wrong.
All right. Number two, you got to change from the house music. It can't be. And I love the day-o. Okay, once. You can't do it every period. Okay? Now, Evan and I go into the building. There's a very lovely gal and her husband. They are not incredibly able-bodied people, but they're getting through, and they're big Islander fans. And this woman sees me from 50 feet away and limps over to me and goes, I hated you. But now you're all right. And I go, well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thank you for listening. She goes, no, hated you. Hated you. And Evan goes, I've made it more palpable to you, haven't I? And she goes, yes, you have. She goes, you're all right now, but you need to know, I hate. So, unfortunately, we have to ride the elevator with her.
That was great.
So we go up the floor, and she and her husband are getting out, and he's like, I live with her. And I go, my man, pots and pans, you power. Power to the people, right? And she looks at me and she goes, hate it.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Hate you. But she made a point of, but now you're all right.
Right.
You're okay.
It was a good turn.
You're okay now, but hate you. Okay.
You're welcome, pal.
Welcome to UBS. There you go. And yes, I include Creed in that. Let's get some Creed up in there, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Do I?
Yeah.
What were they playing in between breaks that bothered you?
Like, Tommy would have loved it. It was all like EMD.
EDM.
EDM, whatever. Yeah. Ugh. Yuck.
Love it.
Not every break, though, dude. It was, what is it?
Tommy's pretty Long Island. That's a Long Island thing.
No, I know, but it's not every break, man.
That's the thing. We got
give
the
me
dude,
some Led Zeppelin. The guy give me from, some Creed.
The guy from New Rochelle, who doesn't know the difference between a hockey puck and a hockey stick, has been a One Islander game in 8 years, is just arrogantly sitting down saying,
all right, Ledecky, here's what I would do to fix your arena that's been open for five
By
minutes.
By the way, I guarantee I have an email asking, how was the experience?
I'm sure
so should
will.
I lie to them?
No, you can give your opinion, but understand why your opinion sort of means, I don't know,
I saw
very
listen,
little.
The sight lines are great. The building's beautiful. Great. I mean, it's everything a brand new building should be.
And you know what else it
and
does?
And that's only one event. I've never seen a concert there. I'm sure it's great. I heard there's a speakeasy in there.
A speakeasy?
Yeah.
I don't know about
and
that.
And listen, and we were bougie. We were in a beautiful suite last night.
Very bougie.
I was right next to Lou Lamorello. We were talking hockey the
no,
whole
no,
night.
Hold on. That story's not going to go that way.
Yeah.
It's going to go this way. I'm in the suite, talking hockey, meeting your relatives. And I say, and Dylan knew this was going to go well, I said, who's that over there, Craig? And I point to the left. It's an older gentleman. And Craig's like, I don't know. Am I supposed to know him? Dylan starts laughing. I start laughing. I say, yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. Some old guy.
He looked like just an old guy. Like, he looked like a pallbearer.
Yeah. That was Lou Lamorello. So don't act like, yeah, I was standing right next to Lou Lamorello.
Lou
we were
and
breaking
I, you
down
know,
the
Lou
third
and I
line.
In between periods, breaking down the action.
Come on.
I thought the neutral zone chase was a little much from last night, a little disjointed getting out of their own zone. The odd man rush wasn't all that good. They were disjointed. They got outshot 2-1, and you're not going to win games that way.
You did make an observation that's very fair, and I can't say it bothers me because I get why it's happening. It is not. It just doesn't have that same atmosphere as Nassau Coliseum, and I understand why. The team is playing like garbage.
Yeah.
The team isn't playing well. Even though it's sold out, there were a lot of empty seats. Let's acknowledge that. But it still doesn't have that soul that Nassau Coliseum had, and that's going to take time, and I understand that.
I'll tell you what didn't take time, Big Mac. Ask me what didn't take time.
What didn't take time?
My partner eating not one, but two Big Shaq chicken burgers. Oh, I'll have another one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll have another one. Yeah.
You're damn right.
Chicken burger?
Well, chicken sandwich.
Oh, chicken sandwich.
I think they called it
chicken
burger.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. I actually hesitated to eat. And I think it was your brother-in-law comes over to me and says, Evan, I want you to eat. And I said, okay. I waited. But then, once I got the go-ahead,
he went all in.
It's like Phil Nevin waving me home.
Yeah.
Once he gave me the go-ahead, I needed to go all in on the Shaq burger. I need to try it. It was so good, I had to have a second.
Here's Tom in Levittown on the fan. Tommy, what's up?
All right, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Listen, I got in my car. I just pulled in the parking lot. I'm actually a bartender here at the new arena.
Nice.
And you kind of filled in already on that because you're telling me about your thoughts on the – I got to agree with you about the music. As an old school guy, I'm probably one of the senior – aged employees there. Just turned 64 today.
There you go.
And and I gotta agree with you with the music. I know they want to appeal to the younger crowd and such, but they gotta mix it up, man.
I agree. And I like house music now and then. I can't have don't you know, I can't have it every break.
Tom, and I mean this with due respect, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Aren't you noticing that a big part of that crowd is the younger crowd, is the younger demographic at UBS?
It is.
Okay.
Where I work is called the UBS Club, which I don't know if they allowed you guys to come up and visit us. we actually have the owner's suite on our
nice.
Level.
Nice.
With
tell
the
you, what else, you know what else I saw last night? And thank you, Tom, and keep up the good work out there. Listen, the building is great. The experience was great. I had a great time last night. I wish I obviously saw a win in a better game, but The building itself is great. So we're not knocking the building. I want to be clear about that. We're just trying to help them give an even better experience.
Yeah, but do you not understand what's going on?
The music needs to be improved.
Our last caller, great guy, is a 64-year-old gentleman. He admitted,
it's not for
hey,
okay.
I'm an older guy. You are an older guy, whether you want to admit it or not. And
no,
if you looked
around,
I'm the
hippest guy in the room.
Bro, if you looked around UBS Arena, the hockey crowd's young. The hockey crowd doesn't want to hear bands.
The hockey crowd don't want house music every break,
do
I'm
that,
telling
really?
You. Really? Yeah.
Lugauer's more in the demo than you are.
All you got to do is play a little Guns N' Roses guitar riff, and the place will go bonkers. Day-ho! Come on. What are we doing? Now, I'll tell you something I saw. So during one of the intermissions, I go out to stretch my legs. I saw the dial bug people. They're great people out there. They got a box out there, a little pest control type thing. And I look over this railing, and they must have a club there where you get unlimited food and beverage. So they have a candy table.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
And they had loose, you know, singularly wrapped Starbursts next to Hershey bars. Okay. I appreciate that. I'm a candy guy, right? Some guy goes up to the table. Now, I imagine those are relatively expensive tickets that give you access to the unlimited pizza and whatever they serve there, right?
Mm.
Guy goes up to, it's candy, it ain't gold, right? Guy goes up to the Starbucks basket and four-fists it. Four legitimate handfuls of Starburst and starts shoving it in his pockets like it's gold. I never saw that before. Crazy.
By the way, here's what's funny. My big observation is going to show you the difference in our personalities and what we look for. Here's the difference that I saw. There was a guy wearing a Tavares jersey. Like, what are we doing?
Probably paid a lot of money for it.
How could you show up to UBS Arena as an Islander fan wearing a retired jersey now? That number's been retired. How could you wear a John Tavares jersey? I saw it. I made comments to a few people in that suite and said, can you believe this guy? I wanted to take a picture and tweet it, but the gentleman's wife was staring at me, and so I felt uncomfortable doing it. I think she liked me. Whatever. What are we doing? So I noticed that. I just wanted to tell you about
that. And before we get back to the Daniel Jones talk, the final thing is, you're a bunch of low-rent animals on Twitter, some of you, that commented on the picture I posted of me and my niece. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You're a bunch of low-rent animals, all right, for some of the comments that I saw regarding a picture of me and my beautiful niece. And I will just leave it at...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Okay.
Time now for the Friday at 5 o'clock blame poll. Player boys.
What we need to do now is get focused and stop pointing fingers. You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
All right.
Look what you did, you little jerk. What the hell is wrong with you people? I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on good times.
Okay, it's blame poll time. Evan Roberts, I've got the special blame poll tape out.
Oh, nice.
You get to go first.
Do you know who I'm going to blame?
I have no idea.
I mean, because you may wonder, as a Brooklyn Net fan, despite my unimpressiveness with their start, they are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Would I blame anybody on the Nets? With the New York Mets signing Max Scherzer and the offseason they've had, is there anyone I blame on the Mets? The Jets won a football game. Would I blame the Jets? Am I going to blame COVID because the Islanders have had so many cases? So the question is, who am I going to blame? I'm going to blame the main culprit for the fact that there's a lockout right now. And that's not Tony Clark.
Oh, you
and that's not Hal Steinbrenner. I'm
going to
blame...
This is a disgrace.
Rob Manfraud, the biggest fraud we have.
Stop.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for that letter you sent us as baseball fans. Sent us a letter. Did you read the letter?
No.
As Tony Clark said, I wish he spent as much time negotiating as he did on the letter.
Because Tony Clark's calling him left and right to get a deal done.
Okay. I'm sure he is.
Okay, so go ahead. Take Joe Douglas's name down.
Joe, you're coming down.
Because that was last week's blame poll nominee. And you're putting Robert Manfred as if it doesn't take two to tango. All right, there you go. So the first vote this week on the Von Rohr blame poll is Rob Manfred.
Why don't you text him and let him know?
Which shows that you're completely out of touch.
Oh, stop. Really?
Yeah.
Ask the baseball fan right now.
Yeah.
If you had to blame one person for the work stoppage, only one.
It's not even a work stoppage.
There's a lockout.
It's December 3rd.
Can the Yankees make a free agent signing, Craig?
They didn't before.
Can the Mets sign Chris Bryant now?
It's like, call me in March. If they're not talking in March, then we can blame people.
Okay.
But on December 3rd, nobody cares if there's
Craig,
a lockout.
Here's the problem. Right now,
except for my honey buddy, Rachy Rach.
Right now, in this moment, that's the person I'm mad at.
Okay.
That's the person I'm blaming.
But you don't like him going into it. So it's an excuse to blame somebody you already don't like.
He's not a great commissioner.
I think he's a fantastic commissioner.
Okay.
He might be the best commissioner since Uberoff.
Oh, my goodness.
How about me getting Uberoth's name out, though?
What's his first name?
Pete.
There you go.
That's my guy.
Peter Uberoth.
I have a different nominee for blame poll.
Yeah?
And I think mine's quite obvious. Oh, I put the tape on wrong. See? It's so obvious. He's the problem. You know, Allen Iverson was the answer. My guy, his nickname is The Problem.
The Problem.
Yes. And The Problem is... Julius Randle.
He went from King and Julius to The Problem.
Julius Randle proved again yesterday why he's the problem. He's our best player, but you can't count on him at the end of a game to take us home. Last night, misses two free throws, has a turnover after they fight back down more than 20. Against the Nets, gets a bad technical foul call in a game that the Knicks have a chance to win. 4 minutes to go. Misses a wide open three. Julius Randle is the problem. That's his new nickname here at the New York Knicks. As I said, AI was the answer. Julius Randle is the problem. We can't win with Julius.
What is your issue with the tape?
He has no idea how to tape it.
The tape seems to be the problem. Yeah.
I mean, what is your problem? You've used 18 pieces of tape. On Julius Randle, and you still haven't even attempted
that's
to put it on the blame poll.
Julius Randle is.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
All right, finally, you ready?
All right, play the music, boys. Julius Randle goes on the blame poll because he's our best player and the one guy we can't count on when the game is coming down to the last couple minutes. Julius Randle, the problem. Blame it on the Randle.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight.
Now, if you'd like to add yours, we only do it for one segment. So clear out the lines, Tommy. Who do you want to blame and what are you blaming them for? 877-337-6666. I was so ticked off last night. It was bad enough, the technical foul call against the Nets, the missed three. Last night, the Knicks fight all the way back. And I know he had 30 points and 12 rebounds and whatever it was, 5 or 6 assists last night. And that's the problem. People are going to read the stat line, not watch the game, and say, oh, Julius Randle had a great game last night.
No, he was part of the reason he came back.
Yes. But when we had a chance to close out the Bulls and win a game, we had to win. We're a 500 basketball team right now.
Yes.
Julius Randle, and I don't know why they do it. It boggles my mind why he has to have the ball in his hands the entire final two minutes.
Craig.
Give the ball up.
You're not wrong with a lot of what you're saying, but here's the inherent issue. Shouldn't you be mad at the guy who says this is the player we need to have be our best player to win?
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when the Knicks signed Julius Randle 2.5 years ago, nobody looked at him and said, that's the best player on a championship caliber team.
And I give him credit for becoming a great player.
Okay, so he's gotten better.
Yes.
He's raised the bar. So how can you now be mad at him for being something that he's not? Does that not make sense what I'm saying to you?
I hear you. It's like I said earlier. It's like a woman you can live with, you can't live without, right? Julius Randle's that guy. Like, without Julius Randle, 500, forget about it.
Right.
You know, we're a lottery team.
Right.
And I say that saying, I think Obi Toppin is a good young player. Quickly, he's a good young player. They need to develop, obviously. RJ's been out, you know, sick, whatever it is, and that clearly would have made a difference. Not that he's a great shooter, but RJ Barrett.
He would have made a difference on DeMar last night because DeMar DeRozan did whatever he wanted.
I agree. So I recognize we were a little shorthanded, no RJ last night, but I can't see this. It's like Groundhog's Day. Like, and I don't know, for all the stuff that Thibodeau does that we love, it's amazing how he doesn't fix that. Like, why he tolerates that. Like, he put Kemba Walker on the bench, you know why? Because he deserves to be there.
So what do you want to do, on a bench Julius
Randle? No, but you got to get the message to Julius Randle, know your role.
Which is what?
Which is, if you get a rebound under 2 minutes to go, and I got point guards on the floor, give them the ball.
Point guards on the floor.
Isn't that
part of the problem? Think about who the point guards are.
I got guys who are better ball handlers on the court than Julius Randle.
Unfortunately.
Do I not? Is Alec Burks a better ball handler than Julius Randle?
Alec Burks is not a point guard,
though. Is he a better ball handler? Of course he is.
I understand what you're saying, but it's part of a flawed roster. That's why I'm not saying you should put Leon Rose on the blame pole. He hasn't done a bad job. No one's saying he has. But the roster's flawed. You're asking Julius Randle to be DeMar DeRozan or Kevin Durant or an elite-level closer, and the reality is he's not.
And he gets blamed for it.
All right.
Because it's back-to-back games. He's part of the reason we're in the game, and he's a good part of the reason we lost the game. And I'm sick and tired of, I'm going back 2 games. I got to stop. Ancient history.
Get over it.
The technical foul pisses me off.
Wow.
All right? Pisses me off. All right? And, yeah, I am tired of hearing about the referees, too. I know he said last night, and he said, no disrespect to you asking the question. I don't want to talk about it anymore. We didn't lose the game last night because they didn't call a foul, because guess what? They did call a foul, and he went to the free throw line. And what did he do?
He missed big free throws last night.
Right. So we can use the refs as an excuse if we want to. It doesn't change the fact we lost games. And we all saw it happen against Brooklyn. It's history. Last night, the referees made a call. He had a chance to go to the line and make a difference at the line. He missed both. That's not the refs' fault, guys. Sorry. If you want to bitch about the refs, and the refs are going to put you on the line, you better make your free throws. Because then you can't have it both ways.
The turn on Julius has been something to watch. I must say.
No, I'm the only guy doing it.
No, I'm talking about you.
No, I was never the biggest Julius Randle guy.
Oh.
Go back and listen to the tapes. I do all the time.
As the Knicks were rising up the standings last year, we hear, trust me, you loved King Julius. He was your guy.
No, listen. I appreciate what he did last year.
Yes.
But I never once referred to Julius Randle as a franchise difference maker.
I'm not saying you did. I'm saying that the love affair that occurred last year has now turned into the harsh reality and criticism of what he is.
You know why? Because last year, there were no expectations. all of a sudden you get the four seed, get into the playoffs, and you felt like, we may be wrong on it, we felt like, hey, wait a minute, we're going to be better this year.
Right, right.
For a lot of reasons.
Right.
You know, younger players.
You improved your roster.
Younger players getting older. We think we improved our roster.
Right. Not
experience, all that stuff, right? And now we're looking at a team that is maybe not as good as last year.
Well, right now they're 11-11, but I do respect that you're angry because this morning I was listening to Licata, who I love, and he was like, guys, why are we upset? We've been terrible for 20 years. We should just be happy we're 11-11.
That's that moral victory crap that I don't stand for.
Garbage.
You know, I remember last year when this was our theme song, when the Knicks would take the court. Rise like the wind, I'll rise up. Yeah, remember this last year? And Julius would come through the tunnel with all that smoke and blow a kiss to his wife and son. Rise up! And the Garden crowd rose up!
There was no one in the Garden crowd.
All right, we'll go with it. Right? And now we're like, okay, we rose up for you, JR. We see the commercials of you and your beautiful son. You were in that from last year. Close out a goddamn game. 11-11. Sal Licata yelling. All he does is yell anyway. Right? Well, I'm happy we're 11-11. Yeah, well, I'm not. Okay, there you go.
Some may say, from bing bong to ping pong.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Weeks. Weeks.
Where'd you hear that? Someone gave you that line.
Buddy of mine, Mike Bisseglia. Who hates the Knicks more than anything.
Fat bastard Mike Bisseglia.
He's not fat. He's actually skinny.
I apologize. Good looking guy, too. He's like a model for blind people. No, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I don't know,
so I'm just teasing. Yeah.
You love that, though.
From bing bong to ping pong, it's a great line.
Hey, to the Post of the Daily News, if the Daily News still exists, Newsday, if you're not charging us, you can use that.
All right, here we go. Let's run through them quick. Blame Poll Friday. Chris is in Forest Hills. Chrissy Bodes, who's on the blame poll?
Well, yeehaw, boys. How you doing?
All right.
I got Zach Wilson on the blame poll, and it's a happy blame poll because there's no one else to blame. We got a good GM.
Now, you don't understand the concept of the blame poll, sir. What pisses you off? What are you angry about? The New York Jets won a game. He wasn't great, but they won a game. You can't say I'm putting Zach Wilson on the blame poll because things are good. What are you talking about?
I'm talking, I'm happy with Joe Douglas, who's swindling people left and right for players. And when Zach Wilson isn't playing, we were one of the
what
best offenses.
What country are you living in? Like, did you go, are you okay? Did you have a lobotomy?
Look, I'm a meatball fan. It's what I do.
I'm a meatball fan, too.
I love this team.
Chris, it's I love the team. Evan loves the team. You love the team. Great. But what? Douglas has been swindling other teams out of great players?
I mean, the Jamal Adams trade, I'll give you. But
how long are we living on that one, by the way?
For a while.
Well, I guess, we're going to live on it once we get that draft.
Yeah, once the picks run out, then we stop.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about? You've ruined the whole concept of blaming people. We blame others because we feel good about ourselves. That's what this whole exercise is about, right?
That seemed too complimentary. I was confused.
He likes meatballs? I do like how he snuck that in there.
He did.
And by the way, I also happen to like meatballs.
Right.
All right. Go to Lots of Balls in Metuchen, New Jersey. Or their sister restaurant, Seville, one of the great Italian restaurants in all of Metuchen, if not the greatest. There you go. I went out there. I saw those guys. Nice. Very, very nice. Here's Jeff in Connecticut. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Craig, Evan, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Listen, I understand we're in lockout now, so the point is probably moot, but I would like to put Brian Cashman at the top of that blame poll.
Okay, walk us through why.
Because as I sit and I watch all the other teams in the league, especially that team across the city, make moves and take the headlines day in, day out.
Right.
Mark Malusis is losing his mind at the midday.
Right.
I would love, and the biggest thing we did was retain Gary Sanchez. As I sit here in traffic on the LIE, all I could do is think about how we did nothing before this lockout.
That's fair.
And now we got to wait months.
That's fair.
That's not fair.
Well, no.
It's like
Craig.
Here's why it's not fair.
What?
It's like saying, after the first quarter of a game, we suck.
No,
and
no,
not letting
no.
the game finish.
No, no, because I'll use it
it's
to your example.
Yes, it is.
Julius Randle is 22 games into a season.
Yeah.
What if he turns it around and wins the MVP, Craig?
Great.
Okay, that's all Jeff is saying with Cashman.
No,
right now, he's pissed at him. Of course, just because you disagree
you
doesn't mean it's a bad example.
You can't be pissed at Cashman until free agency in the offseason's over.
How could you tell the guy what he can be pissed at?
Because I'm his boss. That's how. I'm in charge.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I understand if you're frustrated because you saw what the Mets did, but what did the Red Sox do that pissed you off?
Now you got a point there.
Okay, what did the Tampa Bay Rays do that pissed you off? What did the Baltimore Orioles do that pissed you off?
Oh, no, nothing. I feel bad for those guys.
Right. What did the Toronto Blue Jays do that pissed you off?
That's besides the point.
No, it's not. That is the point.
I thought you were a Yankee fan, Craig.
He's not.
I am a Yankee fan.
Fraud!
But
then you should be right up there with me.
Why? All the Yankees have ever done since I became a fan was win.
Not playoff games.
That's all they've ever done. Like, you got, it's amazing to me how the, like, if the Yankees don't get the benefit of the doubt, then we're all screwed. Because all they do is produce winners, and this offseason isn't over yet.
Then, Craig.
So what are you people bitching about?
Craig, how come 2 weeks ago, when I put Sandy Alderson on the blame poll, you didn't give the same passionate defense of, the offseason hasn't even started, Evan. They may sign Max Scherzer.
I forget why you put him on the blame poll.
I don't remember either.
Okay, well, then I can't
answer
that question.
The point is, how could you tell a Yankee fan, I get it, the offseason isn't over. We're not arguing that point.
And Correa is still gettable.
Craig, allow the guy to say, hey, we're in a lockout now. It ain't going to be settled for a few months. I'm pissed at Cashman.
Why?
He just told you.
There's no reason to be pissed at him, though.
In the moment he's pissed.
It'd be like saying, oh, you know what? We didn't get a first down on that first possession of the game.
Craig,
I'm done with the Jets.
Craig, we're 22 games into the Knicks season. Why are you mad at Julius Randle?
Because he can't close.
Well, how do you know?
Because I watched him not close.
You don't know.
I do know.
What if he closes against the Nuggets tomorrow
afternoon?
Then I'll
say, good job closing, Biggs. That's all. Let's do it again. Yes. This attack on the Yankees is completely baseless.
I just want everyone to realize that so far, the one Jeff blamed, the one our previous caller blamed, and even the one I blamed, they don't count. Not good blames, according to Craig.
You guys don't know how the game works.
Really? I can't blame Rob Manfred?
No, you can't.
I can't. Our last caller can't blame Brian Cashman.
Yeah, how many baseball games have you missed because of the lockout?
None. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Our poor Jeff can't watch Brian Cashman make a signing.
And because of the lockout, you got Max Scherzer and Starling Marte.
Well,
yeah, Rob Manfred sucks if you're a Met fan. I hate the guy.
What a spin job.
Unreal.
What an absolute spin job.
I don't know how you could hate Rob Manfred
because
today.
Because he's a terrible commissioner.
He's a brilliant commissioner.
Because he's proposing to the players seven playoff teams where they get to pick their opponent.
And
I
love it.
It's dopey.
I love it.
It's doofusness.
You said you liked it.
I never said I liked it.
3 days ago, you were like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Well, that was me.
That was me.
Listen, more playoff teams, the better. I love it. And I love Rob Manfred. That's my guy. Love him. Yeah. That's right.
If I put on Twitter right now a poll.
I don't want to know. It's a stupid poll.
Between who you blame more in this moment, Julius Randle or Rob Manfred, who do you think would win the poll?
That's a stupid poll.
Why?
Who you blame more for what?
Well, who deserves more to be on the front of the Carton and Roberts blame poll today?
Let me ask you a question.
Rob Manfred or Julius Randle?
Why don't you blame the Players Association at all for their part in the lockout?
I blame them too. I blame Rob Manfred more.
They're not on the blame poll.
Because leadership starts at the top.
Tony Clark.
I blame part of him, too.
How come he's not on the blame
Because ball? I blame Manfred the most. I blame Tony Clark a little bit. Absolutely. I blame the owners,
hold
too.
Hold on a second. Nope, he's not on the poll.
Wait till next week. Maybe he will be.
Maybe he will be. All right. Next week will be another week. Nobody cares that baseball's in a lockout. Nobody cares right now.
I care.
No, you don't.
I'm one person.
Here's why you don't care.
Tell me why.
Because you're not missing anything.
Look, am I devastated? No, I'm not saying I am, but I'd prefer there not be a lockout.
Why?
So what's that we know that 2022 is going to happen so the offseason can continue. And by the way, so we know what the rules are for next year.
Who cares?
How many playoff teams there's going to be?
Who cares today? It's December. Worry about your basketball team.
I'm worried.
You
trust
remember
me.
The worst 16-5 team in basketball? Worry about them. Worried about baseball in December.
15-6.
It's like worrying about, you know, do I have fireworks for July 4th in December? When it comes around, I'll be like everybody else. I'll go to Pennsylvania, and I'll go buy them, and I'll transport them back. Just don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Like, we worry about these things
because
9 months
from now. Because some
of
us in life, and we're very different, some of us think into the future.
Evan, you have an NBA championship you're trying to win.
I'm worried about that. I'm going to the game tonight. I'm excited.
Are you?
I'm going tomorrow, yeah.
Really?
My wife's coming to Bolt. She's the greatest wife ever. I love her.
Wow,
I love you, baby.
I'll say, I'm impressed.
What are you impressed
by? I'm impressed.
She's pumped to go tonight.
Islander game last night.
Yep.
Sitting in the boonies tonight for the
boonies?
Nets.
My season tickets are boonies
now? They're garbage.
Excuse me?
I'll tell you why.
What?
You said your season tickets are higher up than the box we have. The box sucks.
Yeah, it's higher up. What's the problem with that?
That's embarrassing.
Did you see the video I took of the James Johnson foul?
I don't think I did.
I think that's what Jerry and Al saw, where they started ripping my seats on the, whatever their show's called, the open show.
The warm-up show.
The warm-up show.
Yes.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm a station guy.
It's okay.
I think the seats are great. Yeah, they're high up, but I like being high up. I like being with the blue-collar fans.
Yeah. Here's Doug in Connecticut. Doug's got a blame poll entry. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the foul poll, we have to put up Kevin Costner for ruining Cal Ripken Jr.'s marriage.
I got no problem with that one. I think that's a solid, one.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, I think that's a total solid one. Because they did get divorced, ultimately, albeit years later. And we learned that, you know, Cal Ripken's not the most likable guy in the world.
That's
either.
The other reason, yeah.
All right, so you're there. We'll count that one on the blame poll.
Actually, I want to put Ripken on the blame poll, not Kevin Costner.
But you're to use your blame poll on Rob Manfred.
Yeah, that's true.
You
want to
take
by
it
that.
Down?
No, I'm proud of Rob Manfred being on that blame poll.
I'll
trust
give you
me.
A piece of paper. You can change it if you want.
No.
Most
people would agree with me, I think.
Not in December. In March, yes. In December, no.
Well, I'm going to ask you again. If I put a Twitter poll up that said Julius Randle versus Rob Manfred, who deserves more to be on the blame poll for Carton and Roberts, who do you think would win?
Apples and steaks.
What does that mean?
It's not a fair question.
So you're saying you'd lose?
No, I'm saying it's
by
a stupid question.
Why?
Because you can't compare the two.
Well, we both chose
an active player who can't close a game for my Knicks versus a 65-year-old commissioner of the league.
Versus an incompetent commissioner, yes.
What's
that's right.
incompetent about making baseball more exciting?
I don't think he's a good commissioner, dude. I've said this to you before. My opinion, maybe a great guy. I don't think he's a good commissioner.
Well,
sorry.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As wrong as it might be.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
While we were away, I called in, or they called me while I was at the Garden for that Knicks Sun game. That worked out well. We all made picks. Big Mac went 3-0, so he's improved his record to .500. He's the Knicks.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Big Mac. 19-19. So
yeah,
kick it off. Big Mac. Go ahead.
All right, let's go. I'm going to take the Eagles -7 because the Jets stink. That's just, I think, coming off that loss to the Giants, they're probably angry at the fact they dropped the pass at the goal line that could have won them the game. I think they're a better team. I think the Jets coming off a win are due for a bad performance. Give me the Eagles -7. The Giants, I'm taking the Giants plus 6.5. I am. I'm telling you right now because you know what? If they're going to win this game, they're going to win it with a defensive performance, and I don't think the quarterback's worth 2 points.
Nice claims.
I feel like I'm getting this game at a discount, getting 2.5 points better because Daniel Jones is out of the game. I think they're going to win it defensively, not offensively, if they're going to do it and keep it close anyway. So give me the Giants plus 6.5. It feels like a discount.
Yeah.
And then for the third game, I'm going with the king off the bye, Andy Reid. Give me Kansas City -9.5 against Denver. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for this divisional opponent. I think they're far better than Denver. I think Denver's played better than they are the last couple of weeks. Won a couple games I didn't expect them to win. I think Kansas City comes out firing and gets this second half of the season for them coming off the bye where they get hot, become themselves, leading into the postseason. So give me Kansas City -9.5, Giants +6.5, Eagles -7.
Horrendous.
There you go, Lug.
All right, I am what for the season, Ev?
It sucks.
It really sucks.
I had you last week at 14 and 21. I don't know how you did last week.
I went 2-1.
I'm going to bring in my lube.
So I'd be the leader in the Masters, but unfortunately we're doing picks here, and I've been nailed terrible, it. So go against what I'm doing here. I'm going to take the Dolphins. I'm going heads up with Big Mac here. To me, that line going to 6.5 when they ruled Jones out says a lot.
Ponderous.
Dolphins defense is really good. Tua's been a lot better. I think Glennon's going to turn the ball over left and right. I think Dolphins win about 7 or 10 points.
That was very smooth.
I'm going to take, and Evan, you'll like this, I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah, boy!
Awful win. The defense was dominant. You might not even get Jalen Hurts, who, by the way, is bad at throwing the football, Evan, which is a problem for a quarterback. So I'm going to take the Jets getting the 7 at home. And I'm going to take for my third pick one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now, the Washington football team. That line's only 1.5. They're getting 1.5 out there in Vegas. When we saw the Raiders on Thanksgiving, a game where a lot of people watched the game, they were really good. But the previous games, the Raiders stopped.
Holy crap.
Washington's won 3 straight up, so I'm going to take them here. So the Dolphins minus 6.5, the Jets plus 7, the Washington football team plus 1.5 as I inch closer to 500. Ev?
Roar!
I don't remember who I picked last week because I was
fun.
Drunk at Madison Square Garden. I do know that I went 1-2.
Sorry.
So 19 and 25.
19
I'm just stupid.
And 25.
That's right. Game number tied with Loogie, by the way. He was 16 and 22, technically.
Fabulous.
Game number one, I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins. And I went back and forth about this because I think the Dolphins are going to win. When the line moved, my reaction was, the line really should move. Because Big Mac's right. If the Giants are going to win this game, it's going to be about the defense.
Yay.
I wasn't expecting the Giants to put up 28 points in this game. So it's not like my view on the Giant offense has been altered greatly because of Jones to Glennon. But
blah, blah, blah.
The Dolphins credit as much as I hate them. Tua's been awesome. Their defense has been great. And I think that's probably going to continue against a Giant offensive line that can't block. Jalen Phillips has how many sacks in the last 4 weeks? He'll probably have 2 more. But I stand by my Kenny Golladay prediction. He's going to have a big game and catch a touchdown. But give me the Giants. Give me the Dolphins laying the 6.5.
Loser!
Game number 2. The Jets are not that good, dude. We're all thrilled they beat the Texans. Great. Zach Wilson still can't make the easy play. He's basically got the yips. It's like watching Chuck Knobloch throw to first base.
I love sausage.
And look, the Eagles are going to bounce back. And if Gardner Minshew plays, they're better because he's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Suck it!
Give me the Eagles laying the 7. And game number 3, this is going to tease Giant fans.
Touch me.
The Detroit Lions are going to win their first game of the year. They're getting 7 against the Vikings. We already know Dalvin Cook's out. The Lions are going to win a football game.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
They're not going 0-16-1. And out of the bye, they've either lost really close games or tied a game.
Oh, jeez.
So even if I'm not right about them winning their first game of the year, I'm getting 7.
Pathetic.
So give me the Lions in game number 3. I'm taking the Eagles, I'm taking the Dolphins, and I'm taking Detroit plus 7. Our picks for week 13 in the NFL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.